Hello, I'm Naomi Lee. Welcome to the latest podcast from The Lancet Global Health. Today I'm joined by Dr. Silvina Orossi from CERES, Center for Research of State and Society, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Dr. Orossi is also the scientific coordinator of the National Cervical Cancer Screening Program run by the National Cancer Institute of Argentina. Hello, Dr. Orossi.
Hello, Naomi.
Thank you very much for joining us. Can you tell us about the current setup for HPV screening in Argentina, and what are the issues that prompted you to investigate this self-collection approach?
In Argentina, HPV screening has been introduced in 2012 as a demonstration project run in the province of Jujuy in northwest Argentina. And by now, we have more than 50,000 screened women. And in spite of this important number, we still have key issues with the access to screening by poor women. So women face important barriers, economic and geographic barriers, and in general, health systems have difficulties in reaching those women. So the development of the HPV test with the possibility of being self-tested by the women made us think that we had a great opportunity to change the low coverage that we have among this population.
And how did you approach this research question? What's the design of your study?
Well, the key issue with self-collection is how you provide these women with the collectors. It's a great idea in theory, but in the end, you have to have some kind of organizations to have these women get the screening done. How you provide them with the collectors, and then how you make that the collectors reach the laboratory and all the system you need to really have the screening done. So as we were working very closely with the primary healthcare systems, and in Jujuy, the primary healthcare is highly developed, and primary healthcare workers are involved in several health promotion activities. We, discussing with them, we thought that this could be a very good way to making a connection between the women and the health system, asking the community health workers to provide women with the collectors and do the education you need to explain the self-collection, how to do it, and the importance of doing it. So we decided to involve the primary healthcare system to analyze the effect of providing women with the collectors and giving them the option to be screened by self-collection. An important issue in Argentina is that as HPV testing is available free of cost to all women in Jujuy attending the healthcare system, we could give them the choice. They could choose if they wanted to go to the health centers or have a self-collected test. So we decided to do a cluster randomized trial to compare the effect of the in-screening uptake of giving the women the choice, the option of being self-collected, or not giving them the option and asking them to go to the health center as usual and see what the difference in coverage that we could obtain by offering self-collection.
And what were the findings of your study?
Well, the findings are really impressive. We were very impressed. We had a four-fold difference in coverage within 6 months of the visit of the healthcare worker. Coverage was more than 85% in the intervention group, where women were given the option to be to use the self-collection method, whereas in the group where women did not have this option and they had to go to the health center to be screened, coverage was only 20%. So it was very impressive. It showed us that this could be a very important strategy to allow women from a low resources population to reduce the barriers they have to the healthcare systems. The acceptability was very, very high, and in general, women were very, very happy with the possibility they had to do the self-collection themselves. They were mentioning that they usually don't like to go to the health centers, problems related to fear, embarrassment, and this was a real change for them.
How should we interpret these results? What do you think they mean for patients, healthcare workers, policymakers?
Well, I think that it shows that with this new technology and involving the primary healthcare systems, we can make a change in cervical cancer prevention. That we have a new tool that can really make a difference in coverage among under screeners women. We have been discussing a lot with these results with the health authorities from Argentina, and for example here in Argentina, the National Ministry of Health and the Jujuy's Ministry of Health have decided to introduce self-collection as an option in a programmatic setting. And I think that if you have the conditions that you need to have, as for example information systems and treatment facilities, really self-collection can make a difference. It can make a difference, but it's not like a miracle pill. You still need to have an organized system behind, because it's not that self-collection will solve all the problems. It will not solve the problems if you don't have treatment facilities or if you don't have an information system to monitor and evaluate the results of the program. But once the treatment and the diagnostic facilities are set in place, self-collection really can make a difference. Cervical cancer is a problem mainly of underserved populations. It's a cancer that it shouldn't exist. It can really completely be eradicated with the knowledge and the technology we have now in these years. So the thing is how to use this technology in an innovative way, using the resources and the structure that the healthcare system have, with what we have now in hand, how to use it in a different way, think it differently, and really, we can solve the problem and give these women a real solution.
And do you think these results are applicable outside of the test region?
Well, I do think they're applicable to other regions. As I said, you still need to have organized programs with the diagnostic and treatment facilities. You still need to have an information system to monitor and evaluate. But primary health workers have been involved in different regions of the world in several health areas, like maternal and child health, TB, STDs. And they have shown that they can be an important link between the health system and the community. So I do think that we can use this idea in other regions of the world. And I hope that we do it, but because cervical cancer has been an issue, as I said, and for years, decades, researchers have been analyzing and investigating how we can solve the problem of the low coverage and how we can make that women access to the screening technology that we have already. And I think that this could be a model to be followed.
And what do you see as the priorities now for future research in this area?
Well, the priorities would be issues related to how we will implement this idea in other settings. I think that at least for the screening area, we know a lot. We have a lot of evidence about the impact of HPV testing. We have this new technology in hand, and now we have to use it. We have to use this technology, what we have to organize in different places to make it work. I think we are more faced now to an implementation problem, because the evidence is already there. We have the evidence in front of us. Now it's a question of implementing it and make things change.
Dr. Silvina Arossi, joining us from Buenos Aires, Argentina, thank you so much for your time and for discussing this recent paper with us.
Okay, thank you, Naomi. It was a pleasure.